We'll go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order for July 16th, 2025 to order at 19:04. If all would rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone, to the special edition. Not special, just different day.
Yeah.
And week later. Yeah. So we'll open up for a public comment. And if anybody has anything they want to say, come up and sit in the seat, state your name, and you'll have a few minutes to state your case. All right, we'll move on then to agenda review. I don't know if there's any changes that need to be made or anything that needs to be added or deleted.
No changes.
Council, anybody else? Otherwise, I look for a motion to approve as written.
I make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as written. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes. Look for motion to approve the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes. Are we giving the chief's report or is the chief?
Chief had nothing, but I just had National Night on there. Just a reminder, August 5th. We'll probably do 5:30 to 7, like last few years. So,
okay. Perfect.
And then I'll have a big advertisement in the city newsletter, too.
Sounds good. We'll move on then to old city business ordinance number 172, the fee schedule for building permits.
Yeah, so basically this is what we've talked about the past few months about adopting a new city fee schedule in accordance with Safe Built for building permit fees. So in there is the actual ordinance and then the permit fee schedule. Like we said, probably the biggest minor changes were the fact that a typical over-the-counter permit usually is about $50 plus surcharges and city fee will be a base fee of $70 now. And then some of the plumbing, same with some of like the plumbing and mechanical, them fees went up from $50, you know, to 65 to 80. And then based on valuation and then some of the hourly rates. So kind of all the major changes there are in red. So then basically what we need to do tonight, if we want to move forward then and adopt it, we just need to adopt it, need 4/5. So we need all 4 votes because we have 1 absent to approve it. And then we can publish the summary statement in the paper and then it will be effective the date it's published.
Council, any questions? I mean, we know where we're at. Either we move forward with it or we go find another suitor.
I think we just move forward with it.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think we're going to find anybody else that's going to.
No.
We hadn't changed since 2005, was it?
I think it was like something like that. Wow.
But the thing is, there's only 2 others I know that do it.
Yeah, we're pretty limited. Yeah, I mean, we hashed this out. We waited as long as we possibly could, and they told us what the options were. So,
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to adopt ordinance number 172 for the new building permit and schedule fee.
Second it.
It's moved and seconded to adopt ordinance number 172. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Ordinance 172 is passed. Let me look for a motion then to adopt resolution 2025-08.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to adopt resolution number 2025-08, approving summary publication.
Some Poplar second it.
It's moved and seconded to adopt resolution number 2025-08. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes. Hopefully everybody got all their projects done. And next item of old business public nuisance for PID 45.02820200.
Just a quick report, and I see the Travis family's here tonight too. But we met with the prosecutor via phone, me and the mayor, and they had discussed what we were looking for in these public nuisances that we had sent for prosecution. And basically, just kind of a short meeting with them, we just said that we'd like them to come into compliance. We talked about, you know, the effort we've made to try to work on the issue at hand, and just basically said that we'd just like to get it in compliance with current ordinances. Chris, you got anything you want to add to it? Or?
No, that's the gist of the conversation we had. So,
just want to talk about it, or
did you have any guys have anything you wanted to add tonight, or just?
Or not.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay. And I think April 7th is the next court August date. 7th. Or August 7th, sorry. Yeah. August 7th is the next court date on it, next hearing. Okay. All right. Well, that's all I got on that.
Constantly questions?
None here.
Okay.
Nope.
Move on then to new city business. Cameras for the park and city office.
We've talked about it in the past. I just thought I'd bring it up again to see if there's, with the vandalism we've had at the park, about putting cameras there. Also, there's been some increased activity up here at city offices. So I don't know if that would be a wise thing to do too. My thought is, instead of doing like what we did in the park, rather just buy some, they have these solar powered cameras you can buy about $100 a piece. And they take an SD card and you just download the app and they're just motion detection. So they pick up motion and then you can have them record. Once they pick up motion, you can record from 30 seconds to 3 minutes. So something I wanted to put out there. I know the park is kind of been an issue. Also, we've had some activity up here. I've heard from people. So I thought I would add if we wanted to look at the community center too. I mean, it's almost getting to a point where you need cameras everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Even like at the dump site, it'd be nice to have something there too. I don't know if you've heard lately, like a few local businesses too, they've had bunch of break-ins on their equipment. And I've been hearing from police department, not necessarily so much here, but sounds more like the Norwood area. They've had a lot of problems.
And what are we, what system are we currently in right now?
A system that Jason hates.
Okay.
We actually want to look at some. It's just, it's so, I don't know. It just seems outdated. The system is so slow. Because the pain in the butt is trying to, there's just so much activity on some of them cameras that it's hard to find things. You know, because them kind of, they continuously run.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, whereas here, I'm just looking at something that'll get a snapshot. You know what I mean?
So we have something, if something were to happen.
Or a 2 minute video.
You know, with that, like at the park, is like you're going to get every tree anyway. You know,
I know. Yeah, that's just it. And then every time someone drives by or is in the park or. But it's just with the increased activity. And when was it? Was it yesterday, Jenny? The cop stopped. And he was saying so much, not the activity here, but he said Norwood.
And the cameras you were talking about, it's a one-time purchase?
Yeah.
Or is there...
And they just buy an SD card, put an SD card, download the app, and then you can just view everything.
Well, could we just buy one and just try it out and see if how we like it? And
I mean, I can tell you, I have them at home.
Yeah.
And they work good. They pick up... I mean, like you said, sometimes you're like, oh, what's that? Oh, tree moving. You know, so you can kind of set sensitivity on two or like, but instead of paying like what we did for down there with the system, that I prefer what I have at home versus what's in the park.
There's also the needle issue.
What's that?
The needle issue in the park.
Oh.
To find out who's
doing. Yeah, that's a, another thing is we had a resident come up. I'm assuming it was used. A used needle they found in the park. They just brought it up here and put it on Jenny's desk.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. And we're just kind of like, what? Time out. Where's that been? What is it from? What is it?
Yeah.
You know, need to
picture what us faced.
Yeah. So we did make the cops aware of that too. So if anybody's in the park, just keep your eye out. I mean, I don't know where that, if it's a one off or what's going on or what it was from, I don't know.
Hmm.
But just a heads up on that too.
And what would we need for coverage at the park, do you think?
What is I think that, there's what really two doing? Spots, right? The doors and then the, where you guys have concessions, right? For baseball park, I think is
yeah.
What I was talking, I've talked to Chris and I've talked to Richard about it, but then yeah, two spots. Because if you recall, we had the crow's nest, you know, that door was kicked in, but new door put in.
Yeah.
And the baseball club got the door. We submitted that to insurance. So we got reimbursed for the door, but then the baseball club installed the door. So
okay. So we'd be looking at three total, or would you want a couple up here? Would you want to cover
more? You know, I'd probably say four cameras.
I would try it for.
What did you say they are, please?
About $100.
Pretty small investment. And it's, but it, I guess I'm more comfortable since you have them at home here.
Yeah.
They're kind of,
I mean, everybody's got doorbell cams and whatever now. No, and they're pretty good quality now. It's not like they're, you know, I mean, even the ones I got, I only paid $38 for them, and they're solar.
And I'm not opposed to, it's a pretty good investment.
Not either.
Coverage like that.
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
All right.
Next item of new business, hall lease agreement, cleanup rate.
Okay, so one thing we've looked at for, a long time. We've had a cleanup rate of $30. And when you look at it now, that doesn't even cover Jason's hourly rate. So we're looking at, we want to up that. I mean, typically we don't have to. I think the last time we had that was November last year, where we charged someone a couple hours for cleanup. And so we were looking, we should probably up that to $50 to $75 an hour cleanup. So we're at least recouping, you know, Jason's cost to do that.
Let's do $50 an hour and be done with it.
Still think it's affordable.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Right now we're at 30. And like I said, that don't even,
I'd say, hourly let's rate. Do 50 and it covers, it covers plus, you know.
Yeah. And what we
have room to wiggle.
When you figure out all benefits and everything, it's about $50 probably for Jason. So I don't know if you want to go 50 or.
Let's do 60 then.
60?
Do $60.
Yeah.
I'm going to cover it. Need a motion for that?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Make a motion to raise the clean rate to $60 an hour.
Second.
So moving seconded to increase the cleanup rate to $60 an hour. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Land, aye. All opposed. Passes. Next item.
All right. So billing. I apologize for taking so late, but this diversified program doesn't make it easy to print out a delinquent list, and it's not very accurate. So I had to kind of work with that to get it to where it would work and get one in. But one of the things that has come up the last few days on listserv is people talking about what cities are charging for a late fee and how the biggest concern that came up was because most cities are about 10% and that's what we charge. But what a few cities have done is they've gone away from charging the 10% on the compounded amount, you know, so like if you're 4 months behind, they're only charging now 10% on the last month, not all the months they're behind. Because what they've been saying is, and we have one instance with that where we have someone here that's over $2,000. I mean, you figure that late fee, that's $200. That's more than the water bill alone. So it's like the conversation that came up, these people never get caught up because they're paying more on a late fee than they are on, or the same as their bill. So my thought process was, is we do 10% just on the current month or the past month, you know, because you've already hit them, you know, 10% from, let's say, May, you know, and then June. And then now in July, we don't want to do, if we didn't do all 3 months, we just did the current month at 10%.
So if you added a late fee on this month.
Yeah, say it's 150.
They don't pay it, and then they're late next month. That last month wipes away, and you just have one new.
It don't wipe away. It's the, you know, they. So let's say
like $10 versus $200 every.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, because otherwise, like if you have it, like on that bill that's over $2,000, half that's late fees.
Yeah, and we're like a credit card company. We're just.
Yeah. Exactly.
No,
I'm just trying to, you know, like I said, they brought that up, and me and Jenny started talking about it today and we started thinking about it, you know, what's fair. I mean, I get we're not a bank, but yet, you know, I want these people to get caught up.
Yeah.
You know, none of us like going and turning their water off.
Oh, yeah, no.
Right.
I mean, it makes it a little more enticing to pay if it's $20 versus $200.
Yeah. And you figure like someone that the one that has the big balance, if they do pay, let's say $600 or $500, well, they're going to be late right away anyway. So right. You're going to get zapped with an extra $200 right off the bat. Right. So essentially they only paid $300 or $400.
Yeah. So, yeah, 600 is only half of that, right?
You know, right.
That they're paying. So
spinning the wheel.
Right.
Yeah. Not all in favor for that.
Anyway. I am too.
It's good to work with people when we can. Don't need to go to anybody.
Okay.
Anything else for the good of the city as far as new business goes?
I got nothing.
All right, we'll move on then to council reports. Councilman Poulsen is gone. Councilman Poplar.
Nothing here.
Councilwoman Weber.
Nothing.
Councilman Tracy.
Nothing here.
One thing I have is, I believe the first Monday of the month next month is a holiday, right? Or is that, or am I a month ahead of time? No, I'm a month ahead of time. I'm a month ahead of time. Dang it.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Hey, I'm on that Friday off.
Got that. Yes.
It's rooting for you.
I'm going to go golfing that.
Yeah, because September 1st is Monday.
Yep. Okay. So we will get the newsletter out. It'll probably go out on Monday. So if anybody has anything over the weekend that they want to include in it, let Jeremy or myself know. Otherwise, that's all I have.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
It's moving second to adjourn. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Hamburg City Council for July 16, 2025 is adjourned at 1923.